News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Highlighting India's contribution in moving towards a resilient world with Atmanirbhar Bharat, Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Wednesday told the United States that it can trust the country with trade. The statement could be seen as a subtle attack on China, which is presently one of the dominant countries in the world market. Earlier in the day, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had dubbed Chinese Communist Party a mutual threat. The recent experience has taught us that the global economy has been too focused on efficiency and optimization. Efficiency is a good thing, but on the way we forgot to focus on something equally important, that is resilience against external shocks. Global economic resilience can be achieved by stronger domestic economic capacities. India is contributing towards a prosperous and resilient world through the clarion call of an Atmanirbhar Bharat. And for that, we await your partnership, PM Modi said at the virtual summit being hosted by the US-India Business Council. Modi invited US companies to invest in India's healthcare, infrastructure, defense, energy, farm and insurance sectors, saying the country offers openness, opportunities and options for investments. Today, there is global optimism towards India. This is because India offers a perfect combination of openness, opportunities and options. Let me elaborate. India celebrates openness in people and in governance, he said. Modi said the health crisis has shown the importance of economic resilience, which can be achieved by stronger domestic economic capacities. This means improved domestic capacity for manufacturing, restoring the health of the financial system, and diversification of international trade, he added. India is emerging as a land of opportunities. Let me give you one example of the tech sector. Recently, an interesting report came out in India. It said, for the first time ever, there are more rural internet users than even urban internet users, he said. Stating that open markets mean more opportunities, Modi said, during the last 6 years, the government has made many efforts to make the Indian economy more open and reform-oriented. Reforms have ensured increased competitiveness, transparency, digitization, innovation and policy stability, the Prime Minister said. The flood situation in Assam deteriorated on Wednesday as waters entered into new areas, killing 2 more people and affecting over 26 lakh, even as 5 deaths were reported in rain-related incidents in Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. Bihar also battled floods with more than 4.5 lakh people affected in its 10 districts, but no death has been reported so far. National Disaster Response Force Director General S.N. Pradhan said a total of 16 NDRF teams have been deployed in Assam and 20 in Bihar. Meanwhile, another spell of heavy rains, the second in 4 days, submerged many areas in waist-deep water and brought traffic to a standstill in the national capital. The India Meteorological Department said the rains covered most parts of Delhi and the adjoining areas of Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. In flood-ravaged Assam, the situation worsened on Wednesday with 2 more persons losing their lives, even as the number of people affected rose to over 26 lakh across 26 districts, an official bulletin said. Till Tuesday, more than 24.19 lakh people were suffering due to the deluge across 24 districts. According to Wednesday's flood report of the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, one person each died at Baghbor of Barpeta and Morigaon Revenue Circle in Morigaon district. With this, the total number of people losing their lives in this year's flood and landslide has gone up to 115 across the state, 89 in flood-related incidents and 26 in landslides. Golpada is the worst-hit district with over 4.68 lakh people suffering, followed by Barpeta with 3.82 lakh people affected and Morigaon with 3.08 lakh people. At present, 2,525 villages are underwater and 1,15,515.25 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across Assam, the ASDMA said. The deluge has so far killed 120 animals while 147 others were rescued in Kaziranga National Park, the bulletin said, quoting the forest officer of the Eastern Assam Wildlife Division. The flood has also affected 23,89,401 domestic animals and poultry across the state, it added. The center will soon release Rs. 346 crore as an initial amount for handling the flood situation in Assam, an official statement said on Wednesday. In Bihar, 4.6 lakh people in 10 districts have been affected by the floods, which have displaced over 13,000 people, said a release issued by the state government. Two girls drowned in Muzaffarpur on Wednesday after being swept away by strong currents of the Bagmati River at Kevatsa village in Gaighat block of the district, subdivisional officer Muzaffarpur Kundan Kumar said. He said the deceased Khushbu Kumari and Karishma Kumari, both aged 9 years, were playing close to the swollen river along their school when they slipped into deep waters. Their bodies were recovered after efforts by the villagers that lasted for several hours, he said. Ex gratia amounts of Rs. 4 lakh have been paid to the next of the kin of each deceased in accordance with the state government's policy, he added. Rivers like Kosi, Budhi Gandak, Kamalabalan and Lal Bakea are flowing above the danger level at many places but showing a receding trend or are stable. Normal life has been affected in large parts of 10 districts, Sitamarhi, Shivhar, Supaul, Kishanganj, Darbhanga, Muzaffarpur, Gopalganj, East Champaran, West Champaran and Khagaria. Meanwhile, in Uttarakhand, 3 people were killed when their car was swept away by a swollen stream following heavy rains in Pauri district. In neighbouring Uttar Pradesh, 2 children drowned in a pit filled with water at Gurusandi village in Mirzapur district on Wednesday, police said. Dev Narayan Yadav, 12, and Satish, 8, had gone to graze buffaloes when the incident took place. They were sitting near the pit when they slipped into it, police said. Rains also lashed Haryana and a few parts of neighbouring Punjab on Wednesday, causing maximum temperatures in the 2 states to remain well below normal limits. Light to moderate rains were witnessed in many parts of Rajasthan, while a few places received heavy rainfall, according to the Met Department. Home Minister Amit Shah met veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani on Wednesday, 2 days before the latter is scheduled to appear via video conference before a special CBI court hearing the 1992 Babri Masjid demolition case. Sources said that Shah was accompanied by a battery of government lawyers as he met Advani at the 92-year-old leader's residence in connection with the case. One of the accused in the case, Advani, has to depose before the special CBI court on Friday. The Supreme Court has asked the special court to finish the trial in the case by August 31. Conducting regular hearings, the court is recording statements of 32 accused under Section 313 of the CRPC to enable them to plead their innocence if they so want. Kim Kardashian West is asking the public to show compassion and empathy to husband Kanye West, who caused a stir this week after fulminating in a series of social media posts. She says he is bipolar. The reality TV star and beauty mogul posted a lengthy message on Wednesday on her Instagram live feed, explaining that life has been complicated for her family and West, who ranted against historical figure Harriet Tubman and discussed abortion on Sunday, while he declared himself a presidential candidate. His comments earned him backlash. I understand Kanye is subject to criticism because he's a public figure and his actions at times can cause strong opinions and emotions. He's a brilliant but complicated person who, on top of the pressures of being an artist and a black man, who experienced the painful loss of his mother and has to deal with the pressure and isolation that is heightened by his bipolar disorder, Kardashian West said. Those who are close with Kanye know his heart and understand his words sometimes do not align with his intentions. On Tuesday, in a series of since deleted Twitter posts, West wrote that he's been considering divorcing his wife. In another post, he called out Kardashian matriarch Kris Jenner. On Monday, he claimed his wife tried to lock him up. And on Sunday, at his political rally, the 21-time Grammy winner became tearful while talking about his mother, who died following plastic surgery complications in 2007. West and Kardashian West were married in 2014. They have 4 children. And stone tools found in a Mexican cave suggest that people were living in North America as early as about 26,500 years ago, much earlier than most scientists accept, a new study says. It is a new step in the difficult and contentious process of establishing when people arrived in North America from Asia. Presently, the most widely accepted dates for the earliest known North American archaeological sites date to before 15,000 years ago and extend maybe up to 17,000 years ago, says anthropology professor Tom Dillehay of Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Tennessee. He was not involved in the cave study. In Wednesday's issue of the journal Nature, scientists reported on artifacts found in a mountain cave in the state of Zacatecas in north-central Mexico. Cyprian Adelin of the Autonomous University of Zacatecas and others say they found stone tools and debris from tool-making that they dated back as far as 26,500 years ago. There's some indication that some artifacts go back beyond 30,000 years, but so far the evidence isn't strong enough to make a firm claim, Adelin said. Adelin said he believed people probably used the cave as a winter shelter for short periods of time. His team was unable to recover any human DNA from the cave. Dillehay said the proposed date for the artifacts may be valid if it stands up to further scrutiny, but he suspects they aren't more than 20,000 years old and most likely fall in the range of 15,000 to 18,000 years old. He doesn't question that some of the artifacts are probably man-made, but said he would like to see other evidence of human occupation of the cave, like hearths, butchered bones, and burned edible plant remains. In a Nature commentary, Ruth Grun, a professor emerita of anthropology at the University of Alberta in Edmonton, said the results should bring fresh consideration of six Brazilian sites proposed to be older than 20,000 years. Those age estimates are now commonly disputed or simply ignored by most archaeologists as being much too old to be real, she wrote. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.